Milutin's Radojevic, Hulugu Tobejane, and Clinton Larson, all those three coaches so far have not experienced a loss in the league. After 5 games, they have 11 points, and they are all equal with Radojevic, followed by Tobejane, followed by Clinton Larson. Larson being a silent assassin, he doesn't really do much talking. Hulugu Tobejane has said that he's not going to let go of his title anytime soon, or of his league position rather, anytime soon, and he's going to fight for it until the end. And if it means he dies, then he's going to die trying to fight for his number one. Milutin Radojevic, he really has also been another silent assassin who hasn't really said much about what he wants for Orlando Pirates. He's not going to shout. But at the moment, though, all those three gentlemen are occupying first place in the PSL. Obviously, you can't all occupy it, so it's number one, number two, number three, based on goal difference. Hello and welcome to the weekend special. This is the Sokala Duma preview of the National First Division and the PSL fixtures. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. I am your host. The talking point for this weekend, we asked you on Facebook what you think is the problem at Bidvest.
Hi, Sokala Duma. My name is Christopher Mashau. I think what is actually costing Vets is that they've got 96 years as a team, one of the oldest team in South Africa. But however, for the previous 95 years, they remained a small team. Until such time, 2016-17 season, they'd become the champions of PSL. And that on its own have got a psychological impact. So I think what is happening now is not all about having or not having material. It's all about psychological thinking of the players still suffering from the trauma that they are now the champion and they have to defend it. What needs to be done, they must just get a psychologist to deal with the psychological thinking of the player. Everything after 10-12 years game, Vets can do better. Thank you very much.
Kevin Hunt must bring back those players who won him championship last year and forget about these players from Europe, like Steven Pienaar, Carson, etc. But he must bring back these players who gave him the championship last year, like Monari, Mhango, Rogers, Clate, and Belembe. They play a big role in with success.
I think the hang is not there like last season. If you can look, teams like sometimes with Lalipolilihle, Chipunetet, but in King of Isimakun, so for me, Givet, that's a Lalipoliligrand. Nehanganji, it's me na yiko.
Coach Kevin Hunt must be having sleepless nights, as experienced as he is, because he's not really getting the results that he desires, and you've had a lot to say about that. And then also, he's had now another problem thrown at him due to the fact that Gabadino Mango is now going to be prosecuted by the PSL for spitting at AmaZulu's own Michael Morton.
Michael Morton had to give him a hiding. You can never spit in another player's face.
Of course, this is what you had to say on Facebook. Looking at Begin Delaney Dlamini, he says he must bring back those players who won in the championship last year and forget about the players from Europe. He can't be benching tried and tested players. And there were a lot of people that liked that, of course. Over 400 people commented. And we look at Api with Theophilus Tiasofu saying the similar statement. Why fix it if it's not broken? Munare, Mlambo, Mhlongo, Rogers, Clate, Belembe played a big role in Vets' success last season, but he decides to put them on the bench for so-called big players. And we saw a lot of these kind of comments, of course, and we'll hear from you via your voice notes that we'll play along the show. And we also have a special guest on the show who will take us through what he expects from SuperSport United and Mamelodi Sundowns. Remember, those are the only two representatives from South Africa in CAF competitions. It's the quarterfinal second leg. SuperSport United 0-0 against Zesco United from Zambia. They are now traveling to Zambia in Ndola to play and wish to get at least an away goal. Mamelodi Sundowns as well are leading 1-0 against Wydad Casablanca. They're going to Morocco to simply then make sure that they get an away goal as well and make sure that they get a result from that game. maybe a draw or maybe a perhaps a win, that will be good for them to go through to the semi-final of the CAF Champions League, SuperSport being in the CAF Confederations Cup. And before we go any further, let's take a look at the news that have been making headlines so far this week in South African football. The Premier Soccer League are aware of the spitting controversy from Wednesday night's clash between Bidvest Wits and AmaZulu and say that it's now in the hands of a prosecutor. Replays showed the Bidvest Wits' Gabadino Mango spitting in the face of Osotho goal scorer Michael Morton during a scuffle in the second half of the game, with the midfielder retaliating in a way that saw him being sent off by the referee. Morton will now miss Osotho's big games against Platinum Stars and SuperSport United this month. And of course, I need to add that when speaking to Sokala Duma, coach Gavin Hunt said that he didn't see the incident, but he will look at it. If it did happen that they spat, the player spat on Michael Morton, then it will be dealt with by the club internally. And moving right along, there seems to be many questions surrounding the PSL's dispute with Cape Town City and their new sponsorship deal with SportPesa. The PSL have indicated that City contravened the league's resolution and are objecting to their sponsorship deal with the betting platform. It is understood that sponsorship deals with betting platforms are solely reserved for the league and not individual clubs. A source close to chairman John Comitis' outfit has revealed that City are raising many questions about the league's objection, with the club believing that they have not contravened any resolution. Bafana Bafana head coach Stuart Baxter named his official 25-man squad to face Burkina Faso next month, with the likes of Tukelo Rantier's absence from the squad since being explained to Sokala Duma. Rantier, Erasmus, Abubakar Mobara, Dalon Klaassen and Ramatlon Pahlele and Dean Furman as well, who were all included in Cape Verde's squad, did not make their way onto the list this time. Furman is currently facing suspension whilst Mpahlele is sidelined due to injury. According to a source close to the Bafana camp, Erasmus Rantier and Mubara's absence is due to match fitness and game time. And finally, SuperSport United left South Africa on Friday morning as they made their trip to Ndola in Zambia for the second leg of the CAF Confederations Cup quarterfinal. Matsanza drew 0-0 with Zesco United in the first leg of the clash last weekend, and although they will be wary of the Zambian champions, they will also be confident in their own ability to get an away goal. The encounter will take place at the Levi Mwanamwasa Stadium at 3 p.m. with the winner going to face either MC Alger or Club Africain in the semi-finals of the CAF Confederations Cup final. And now let's hear some of your voice notes.
Hey Sokala Duma, this is Giovanni all the way from the Northwest. I personally believe that when you look at the Bidvest Wits of last season and the one of this season, the difference is that this season the team, the management, the coach and everyone, they tried, you know, augmenting what was already, you know, being fixed. You cannot fix what is fixed. I mean, they tried bringing big names such as, you know, Steven Skilopina, your Dylan Klaassen, Ahmed Amar, you know, the one from Egypt. So I think all of those names, these guys, remember, they have to adapt.
What I think is that this last season, I think it was all about luck, you know. They never deserved to win the league, I think. I agree, they had one of the greatest players. And I think now, yeah, they have one of the most brilliant players. But I think last year, the only thing that worked for them was lucky, I think. And also, that young boy, Pagamani Mahlambi. Oh, man, that young boy, I'm still crying for that lady. He should have not went to the northern part of Africa. I don't think he deserved to play that side. He's badly standard, that boy, like, he's so super.
This is Siza Mkuni from Plumtree in Zimbabwe. I think their struggles are down to lack of confidence and some sort of a psychological effect, because from the beginning, yes, they could have dropped points in the first few games, but the way it has now gone on to become a streak is really, really worrying. And for a team of Wits caliber, I don't think they can just turn from champions into a useless team within the next few days and just like that. I believe that something's now going on psychologically with the guys. They need to be psyched up, to be reminded that they are the champions of the Premiership and they can still regroup and make it. I don't think there's anything going on at all. Changes with the likes of Klaassen and Steven Pienaar coming into the starting 11, I don't think it can impact that much negatively. It's just now a psychological thing. They are thinking about losing the next game when they play one. So, hand just to remind the guys that they are still the champions.
Well, people having some strong opinions about Gavin Hunt and what they think is wrong with their team. And I think it's unanimous what people think is wrong with the team. Let's take a look at the fixtures that will be taking place this weekend in the Premier Soccer League and also our CAF representatives and the National First Division as well. On Friday, Cape Town City will face off against Polokwane City at 8 p.m. at the Cape Town Stadium. And on Saturday, there are five fixtures. Baroka FC are hosting IX Cape Town at 3 p.m. Bidvest Wits are hosting Orlando Pirates at 6 p.m. Kaizer Chiefs are up against Golden Arrows also on Saturday at 8 p.m. And also at 8:15, AmaZulu will be hosting Platinum Stars. And there's only one fixture on Sunday. Chippa United are hosting Bloemfontein Celtic. And in the National First Division, taking a look there, Stellenbosch FC on Friday will be hosting Cape Town All-Stars and the Western Cape Derby on Friday at 3 p.m. All matches being played at 3 p.m. And on Saturday, Black Leopards host Royal Kings at the same time. Witbank Spurs hosting Amatugs. Royal Eagles hosting Super Eagles. It's a clash of the Eagles there. And Mbombela hosting Highlands Park. Uthongathi hosting Umtata Parks. All matches playing at 3 p.m. That's on Saturday. And on Sunday, the same time at 3 p.m. Ubuntu FC Cape Town will be hosting Ezinkosi, Jomo Cosmos, and the Richards Bay FC, formerly known as Tanda Royal Zulu, are hosting Takuma Tsamatebalira TTM at 3 p.m. Alright, and also looking at our CAF representatives for South Africa, Wydad Casablanca are hosting on Saturday Mamelodi Sundowns at 9 p.m. The match will be played at the Complex Prince Mulai Abdellah Stadium in Morocco, in Rabat, in the city of Rabat. And then ZESCO United FC, as we've mentioned, will be hosting SuperSport United at the Luliva Monamosa Stadium in the city of Ndola in Zambia at 3 p.m. Alright, we wish those clubs the best of luck, and let's hear more of your voice notes.
With all the players that Gavin Hunt bought, I think he rushed them into the first 11. He should have continued with last season's squad with his preferred 11 from last season. Because when he brought in the new players, the likes of Steven Pienaar and Dylan Klaassen, it disturbed the whole harmony of the team. They don't look happy when they play. They don't look like they're in control because everything is just not in order.
Yeah. Long Kuluma Utape Loratau from Ivory Park, Midrand. Not joking on our Gavin Hunt, Sanse Laiki, at a pretty plaza high, they were like a zona last season, because good zona they very, really hungry for success. Good zona they were very, really determined to hold and pick up points and most anything. So, the like big names, who didn't last in, who Steven Pienaar, because we choose, but to wow. South African football, they think they've made it already. They don't have to prove a point.
All right, I'm joined now by Sokala Duma journalist Masebe Kena to help us discuss the South African representatives left in the CAF competitions. CAF Confederations Cup, as I said earlier, is SuperSport United, and of course Mamelodi Sundowns are still in the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League. Sundowns are playing Wydad Casablanca. SuperSport United are still in Southern Africa in Zambia, playing against ZESCO United. Masebe, thank you very much for your time. I'm really appreciative of your presence here. How's it going, sir?
Good, man. It's always great to be here.
All right, Mamelodi Sundowns, Wydad Casablanca, SuperSport United, and ZESCO United. SuperSport, ZESCO United, they played in the first leg last week and it ended up 0-0. How do you rate their chances? The fact that they are still in the Southern African region, playing in Zambia, not too far away from home, does it give them any edge?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're in a very good position to actually go through. I mean, they've been doing very well this season under Eric Tinkler. We're talking here about a team that's in the final of the MTN 8. Yeah, I think the one thing they did very well against ZESCO was to not to allow them to score when they came here. So now they're going there knowing very well that if they manage to at least score one goal And then make sure that everything at the back is tight. Chances are that they will go through to the next round.
And of course, one goal for SuperSport would mean Zesco automatically has to score two goals.
True. That's why I'm saying that half the job has been done by them, SuperSport, by not allowing Zesco to score when they were here. They are a more motivated side. I think Eric has got a plan to upset Zesco. They have not been doing very well at home, Zesco. Looking at the numbers, I think in their last five games they played at home, they managed to win only two. So I think Tingler and the team know that by now, and they will use that to their advantage to play in Verona.
All right, and they were actually quite unfortunate as well in passing, that in the last game, actually Bradley Grobler did score a goal that looked legitimate, but it was disallowed by the referee, which is quite shambolic anyways, and which would set them back. But like you said, they didn't concede, which is half the job done. Looking at Mamelodi Sundowns now, there was a struggle, and I want you to tell the listeners what was the struggle. And the struggle was about them and the facility. There was a blah, blah, and a blah. I don't know what happened. You know what happened. Just give us an update on what happened there.
Yeah, what happened is that on their arrival in Morocco, Sundowns were actually struggling to find a training venue, which was shocking, you know, for a team that...
Did that happen, Masebe? Sorry to cut you. Did that happen to Wydad Casablanca in South Africa? Did they struggle in any sense?
No, they didn't. I mean, they got everything they needed. Everything was organized. They found everything ready, waiting for them. They were given all the facilities, hotels, everything. Five-star. I mean, it's shocking that in 2017 we're still talking about these kind of things. I don't know why CAF cannot actually look into these things and be serious about giving out punishments to clubs that are doing this. But nonetheless, I'm sure Pizzo and the team knew very well when they went there that they expected some of these challenges. So all we are happy about as South Africans is that in the end they did manage to get a training venue yesterday, and they are preparing and looking forward to the game, according to our knowledge.
And of course, they go into the game now. Let's look at that. They go into the game with a 1-0 lead from the first leg, and Wydad Casablanca, of course, will then, and that game is a night game, Wydad Casablanca will then have a lot to do, because they need to score, and they also need to score more than one goal if they are to win. If they score one goal, then it goes to extra time. If it's 1-0, then it goes to extra time, with Yannick Zakre scoring the goal in the first leg there. So they would need to score. Do you see them scoring two goals against Sundowns' defense of Bangali Sumahoro and the likes, and Anelengona, Fares Hachi at left back, and Langerman at left back? Do you see them scoring two goals?
I don't think so. We are talking about African champions here, and a very good coach in Pizzo Mosimane and his technical team, Mangoba Mwiti and everyone else. I think they know very well now that all they need is to just try and defend. I mean, if they manage to score a goal, Sundowns, that will be a bonus to actually increase their lead. But the job has been done already at Lucas Moreira Stadium. Sundowns is a strong team, very good players. I mean, Tapelo Morena, Langerman, the youngster has adapted very well, Mochega Madikwe. And all the guys. There will be. I don't think the Casablanca will come back.
All right, we'll keep on bothering you with your time, of course, with our CAF Champions League representatives and the Confederation Cup as they go on, as their journeys go on. We take a look now domestically, before I let you go, Masebe. We've asked our fans on Facebook, and over 400 of them had their say, and they've sent us their voice notes as well. about Bidvest. They're currently 15th on the log with 2 points, only 2 draws and 3 losses so far. We asked them, and they're also out in the out of the MTN 8. We asked the fans, what is wrong with Bidvest, and what do Bidvest need to do? Do you think that the coach should be fired? Should he play the players that were playing last season? What is your assessment of Bidvest this season so far?
Hey, it's a very disappointing situation. Vets are a very good team, league champions, deservedly won the league last season. They have a very good coach in Kevin Hunt. They have signed very good players, top players, Steven Pienaar, Dylan Klaassen. I mean, everything is there. Everything is there. I just don't know what happened. But looking at the situation, I think maybe it was a matter of the coach rushing into using the players that joined them this season in the team. He should have maybe tried to carry on with the guys that won them the league last season, and make sure that the new arrivals, your Cody Sang and all the guys,
Dylan Klaassen, Steven Pienaar,
and the guy from Egypt,
Amir Kamal,
yes. I think we should have introduced them slowly so that, you know, the unity. I suspect but I'm not there obviously, but from a distance I suspect that the Vets camp, there's no happiness there. I don't think the players are happy with each other. If you recall what Monib Josephs said recently after their game against Cape Town City when they lost in the cup,
he was even crying,
lashing out at very emotionally, lashing out at the players. So I think there's some problems.
Yeah, to pick up on your point, Masebe, most of the fans actually said that in response, and with the voice notes as well that we've received, have said that the integration of the new players was too hasty. There was a lot of new players at the same time. One of the fans actually said that if you put one or two with the 9 that you won the league with last season, that's good, and then you slowly integrate the players as the matches go along. Now you see them losing games, and they've also actually cancelled media events, so that speaks to the fact that perhaps the coach is irritated by the questions to say, is he going, is he staying? Your opinion, before we let you go, is he going, is he staying, is it too early, why not?
I don't think he is going, to be honest. I don't see that happening. I don't see why they should fire a coach after so few games. I mean, they kept him for 2 seasons. He was not winning anything, and they gave him everything. They were signing him very good players. Now that he has won a league, why would they want to chase him away? I mean, I think it's just a matter of them sitting down and discussing what needs to happen. I've always said, even before the season started, I've always said that I'm worried about the number of players they have. I think their squad is too big, and all the players they are
quality players.
Quality players. So I mean, those ones that are not playing regularly, I mean, like your Mlambos and others, I think they should have been loaned, you know, so that to try and manage the squad. Those are the things they must look at instead of rushing into saying they fire the coach. I mean, I know their chairman Brian Joffe and their CEO there, Joseph Herrera, they are true professionals. They know the game very well. I don't think they are kind of guys who will rush into decisions like that to fire Kevin.
Against Orlando Pirates this weekend, of course, they're playing. What do you foresee happening there? Another loss at Orlando Pirates, I'm sure, would heighten then the voices that say maybe something needs to be done.
Yeah, that is a massive game, eh? That is a massive game. Pirates, Vets welcoming Orlando Pirates. Pirates, aside, that has not lost a game.
Unbeaten so far this season.
Yeah, doing very well under Misho Sredorovic and Rulani Mugwena. I think Vets will continue with their struggle. As much as people are saying that maybe that game will be a turning point for them, I don't think so. Pirates are very organized at the back this season. And yeah, we'll see. But I think Vets will continue struggle. Maybe after that game, then they can start picking points, but I don't think they will pick any points against Paris.
That's Sokala Duma, journalist Masebe Kena. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, talking to Zotani here. The problem with Bidvest Wits is that they've become too comfortable because they are the champions, and like, I don't think they thought that they could win the league last season, and for them to achieve that, that was like the milestone. There was like, yo, like Leicester City in the Premier League, like that's what's happening to them. It's like they're a small team who did the impossible.
Hey, I'm Dawsonava from Flagstaff Town. I think the only problem that they are faced with is that Starful third team, it's just that they are yet to gel together. I know we are, but individually they are the most talented side in the PSL. If you can just look at their defense, they are leaking silly goals. I mean, you hardly see them working as a team, defending as a team.
Hello. My name is Abdulaziz. I'm calling from here in Crown Mines. I read about the what is going on about Bidvest Wits in terms of the performance for the past five games so far this season. Yeah, it's a very very concerning thing to every football lover in the country, and it's a disappointment for them. And it's a very setback for them. But I'm still wondering, in terms of the coaches, the Gavin Hunter's tactics, in terms of the how his fielding is. Because for the look of things, yeah, of course, last season he used to stick to certain players who performed very well. And this season is a different scenario, whereby we are seeing new faces in the team, like the likes of Egyptian Gamal, the Stephen Pinas, the Klassen, and the like. But when you see there were other players like the likes of Pelembes, they are on top form last season. The likes of Kabadinho Mohangos, the likes of Dean Klett. And I think the problem is his fielding, because when you look at the Pinas, the Dylan Klassen, I think these players, of course, they are experienced, but in terms of the delivering, I think they are not delivering to what the fans out there were expecting them to.
That's it for this week's weekend special. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and I appreciate the Masebe Kena. I appreciated your voice notes. We hope that Bidvest Wits, SuperSport United, Mamelodi Sundowns, we wish them the best of luck this weekend. In fact, we wish all the teams the best of luck this weekend, and I wish you the best of luck with your team. Thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.